Well, Gisborne Iwi say the unprecedented expression of regret by the British government for the harm caused when James Cook arrived in New Zealand in 1769 opens a new chapter in their history. The British High Commissioner Laura Clark went to Gisborne yesterday to acknowledge those who died in the encounter and to express her sympathy.
She spoke first at the lookout of Rua Tanuika on Titirangi Moanga, to the hapu of Ngāti Oneone, where a statue honours their ancestor, Te Maro, the first person killed by Cook's crew. A hapu spokesperson, Nick Tupara, says hearing Ms Clark speak was hugely significant.
Our statement of regret suggests that there's an opening for some dialogue going forward. It suggests a possibility of a relationship, working together and growing together, helping each other out.
Ms Clark then went to Whakato Marae, just outside of Gisborne, to speak to iwi members from Rongo Whakata, Te Aitanga a Mahaki and Ngai Taumanu Hiri. Rongo Whakata Trust Chair Moira Brown also sees the visit as a sign of a new future.
It felt pretty amazing. It certainly created a pathway for us to start to have someone in a position of government, in the sense of a representation from the British government, to actually acknowledge that people have been killed. So wasn't always the story about Cook discovering New Zealand.
The government helped facilitate the visit after Rongo Whakata approached the Prime Minister. Moira Brown says the message to Jacinda Ardern was simple.
Really, we just want some recognition and apology for what occurred. How do you go about that? Because until you can ask us to celebrate Cook's arrival, we need some of those things dealt with.
The Minister for Crown Māori Relations, Kelvin Davis, welcomed the High Commissioner's visit, but says the government decided it would be inappropriate to play a role itself.
This is entirely an issue between the High Commission and the Tūranga Iwi, and what the High Commission has to say to Tūranga Iwi is entirely up to them.
Now we can talk to the British High Commissioner, Laura Clark. Morena.
Morena, Corin.
Now, this is a major step for the British government, which is not something that is done very often. What made you do this? What prompted you?
Well, I think really what yesterday was, and it was quite an emotional day, it was about reconciliation, and it was about being able to address the past and acknowledge the wrongs of the past so that you can then build a better friendship and a better partnership for the future. In December, if I sort of give a little bit of the back history, in December, the representatives of Rongo Whakata, Ngāti Oneone, Te Aitanga a Mahiti and Ngāti Oneone came to see me, and they said that they wanted a process of reconciliation. So I took that away and then worked it through with my government, and we then got in a position to be able to do this expression of regret yesterday. And I should say that it's very much been co-designed with the iwi. We've worked very closely together in getting to this point. And there was a real sense yesterday of being able to, having addressed that pain and addressed that past, now being able to look forward and do more together in the future.
Sure. There are those, though, who say it should be a full apology. So why the choice of words around expression of regret and not an apology as such?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really caught up on the terminology, and I don't think the iwi are either. I think what matters here is the sentiment. What matters is that after a very long time, this story has been heard and properly acknowledged, and the pain of those first encounters has been acknowledged. And so for me, what matters is both the sentiment and the relationship between the UK.
Sure, and I don't think anyone would dispute the sentiment from the British government, but the words are important. So is the British government sorry for what happened?
We deeply regret it, and Banks and Cook, I think they both wrote in their diaries at the time that it was Banks wrote, the worst day of his life. And, you know, I don't think that the exact terminology matters. What matters is this sentiment. And you know, I think it's particularly significant because of the significance of this event in our shared history.
Sure. But it does matter, though, with respect, because there are going to be, there are people who are continuing to say that the next step is that you use the word sorry or issue a formal apology.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not what I've heard from the iwi, and frankly, what I'm concerned with and what matters to me is that what happened yesterday really, I think, met the needs and concerns of the iwi, that it was very much co-designed for them. It was a very emotional day. There was a strong sense of this being a very welcome move and very much being the beginning of an ongoing relationship. And to me, that's what matters. What matters is the sentiment, and what matters is the relationship with the iwi and the fact that they are really, really happy, I think, is probably the word, with what we...
Okay, and look, I don't want to take away from what happened yesterday, and I don't want to labour this point, but I just need to ask one more time, is the British government prepared to actually say sorry and use those words or not?
Well, we've expressed ourselves as we chose to express ourselves and in agreement with the iwi, so I'm not sure I can add much more to that, Corinne. I think, you know, the important thing is the relationship that we're building, and we have already got quite a project of work going forward.
Are we likely to see similar expressions of regret for other aspects of colonisation in which some feel have been harmful to New Zealanders or to New Zealand, Maori in particular?
So what yesterday was particularly focused on this one historic incident, and that's because, you know, that moment when Cook arrived in New Zealand and he and his crew arrived in New Zealand and they had those very first encounters with Maori of Aotearoa, that moment was so significant because in many ways that marks the beginning of what was then to become Aotearoa New Zealand, you know, this bicultural nation made up of Maori and Pākehā. And so it was such a significant moment, and it went so tragically wrong with the killing of those 9 tūpuna, those 9 ancestors. And for their descendants, they feel that loss. They feel the loss of the rangatiratanga. They feel the loss of those lines. And they've passed that pain on from generation to generation. And so I suppose that's a very long way of saying this is a very specific acknowledgement of a very, very specific incident, and we're doing that because of the historical significance of that time, because of the anniversary that is approaching, and because that was the request made of us by the iwi.
Yes, I wonder, do you feel that you may have in fact salvaged Tuia 250, that there'd been a lot of controversy around this, and we know that some of the Gisborne iwi are unhappy about Endeavour coming to their shores. Was this about putting Tuia 250 back on track?
This was about the UK and the iwi and our relationship. So I, you know, it's not for me to get involved in any aspect of New Zealand domestic politics. This was about the UK and our relationship with the iwi and responding to their requests and speaking to our shared history.
So the Tuia 250 was not a... So the problems around Tuia 250, that was not a consideration? Yes or no?
Well, we did. I act in what I think is the best interest of the UK and what I think is in the best interest of the UK-New Zealand relationship, and specifically in this context, the relationship between the UK and these iwi. You know, I obviously stayed in very close touch with lots of people in the New Zealand government, as I can keep in touch with them on a whole range of issues. But this was about our relationship with the iwi, and it was about responding to their request for reconciliation and for their story to be properly heard and acknowledged.
The New Zealand government declined to be involved. Did you want them involved yesterday?
Look, we had conversations about it. This, for us, was about the UK and the iwi, and I think that was the consensus, that actually we didn't want to, no one wanted to confuse the matter, because this is about the UK's history with this iwi, with these iwi, and so it was important that was the focus.
Laura Clark, British High Commissioner, we really appreciate your time on Morning Report this morning. Thank you very much.